You are listening to the Daily Future of Work Leadership Briefing powered by Turbine Labs. Some big banks embrace hybrid work, straying from Wall Street trend, June 29, 2021. Let's get into today's top stories. Stock futures indicated a flat opening Tuesday following the announcement from U.S. banks to return tens of billions of dollars to shareholders over the next year in the form of dividends and stock buybacks after being recently freed from regulators' coronavirus restrictions. President Joe Biden refocused on the bipartisan infrastructure deal, highlighting its expected economic benefits, including the creation of millions of jobs. Only about 2 in 10 people are leaving unemployment for work despite the economic recovery providing a record number of job openings. Economists said most of the factors holding back transitions from unemployment are probably temporary, including the pandemic unemployment benefits. At least 20 states have already ceased payments and the rest are slated to end in July. Synchrony Financial began to test reopening plans in recent weeks by bringing some employees back, but under orders that they cannot come back to the office 5 days a week. The Swiss bank UBS Group also boasted its commitment to flexible working by allowing around two-thirds of its staff to mix working from home and the office after determining it will not hurt productivity. These announcements mark a departure from other major banks that are pressuring employees to return to the office. Several key products whose prices soared in the spring have grown less expensive, including lumber, corn, copper, and a variety of other economically important commodities. But not all markets are immune. Many restaurants are dealing with shortages of key ingredients as companies deal with end-of-lockdown distortions in supply chains. United Airlines is betting on a return to travel after purchasing 270 new planes from Boeing and Airbus, making it the biggest jet purchase placed by a U.S. airline in the last decade. The order will create 25,000 new unionized United jobs. The July 4th weekend is expected to be the busiest travel period since the beginning of the pandemic, with AAA forecasting 43 million Americans will hit the roads over the holiday and the demand for fuel is pushing gas prices up, almost 5 cents higher than a month ago and 92 cents higher than this time last year. Content facts. Turbine Labs has tracked 20,122 media articles and blogs and 18,285 social media posts over the last 24 hours. The next Turbine Labs leadership briefing will be delivered on Wednesday, June 30, 2021 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Questions or feedback? Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly.
At Turbine Labs, our AI software reads and identifies significant media at 54,000 times the speed of a human reader, so you can take advantage of the most relevant and impactful information without media fatigue or misinformation. If you enjoyed this daily briefing, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on social media. To obtain this briefing each day in your email inbox, subscribe by visiting turbinelabs.com and clicking Subscribe on our free briefings tab. Thank you.